More news from the Independent Media Center in New York. This is from Chris Anderson, posted the Students for Global Justice Counter Summit, Day 2. He reports, in a little over a day and a half, almost 1,000 students have traveled to Columbia University to participate in the Students for Global Justice, or SGJ, World Economic Forum Counter Forum. This counter forum, entitled Globalizing Justice, is being held at Columbia from January 31st through the 4th, and it's meant to educate students about the shortcomings of the WEF's one-sided agenda. The counter conference is divided into a series of over 50 workshops and two large-scale planning sessions. Workshop topics range from Who is Muammi to Training for Nonviolent Direct Actions to the World Economic Forum's local agenda, Fighting New York City Budget Cuts. Two planning sessions discuss globalism, militarism, the neoliberal agenda, and their discontents. And another world is possible, globalizing justice and solidarity. Contrary to the myth promoted by the mass media, which usually identifies college students as apathetic or greedy, attendees seem both energized by the prospect of a day of meeting and resolutely opposed to the current structure of the worldwide global capitalism. Molly Graham and Adrian all traveled from North Carolina to participate in the conference. Students at UNC Wilmington, they are members of People Educating with an Active Commitment to Equality, or PEACE. Quote, I'm here to make my voice heard, said Graham. He said, this is also my first visit to the big city. That sentiment was echoed also by John, a student at the University of Oregon in Eugene. He said, this is my first time in New York, and it's a little overwhelming. Kylie, who traveled from Eugene with John, remarked that the forum is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. She added that a lot of students at Oregon seemed unconvinced about the importance of this trip. Quote, that's a lot of money to spend on a protest, unquote. She said it's really sad, and she thinks the media doesn't cover the justice work that a lot of students are doing. The morning workshops ran from 10 a.m. until noon and were followed up by a group lunch. One workshop, Why McDonald's Needs McDonnell Douglas, Globalization and the Drive to War, attracted an overflow crowd that forced it to move into a larger space. Meredith Kolender of the International Socialist Organization sought to draw the connection between what she called the drive for war in Afghanistan and the corporate drive for profit. In order for multinational corporations like McDonald's to successfully impose their neoliberal economic agenda on small developing nations, that nation must first have a certain level of so-called internal stability. That stability is usually defined by big business and is often enforced by the United States military. Because of this connection, Kolender concluded, anti-war activism has to be at the center of global justice movements. In a smaller but lively workshop, Transforming Democracy, Global Justice, and a Voter's Bill of Rights, Amy Quinn from the Institute for Policy Studies used a drawing of a sick tree of globalization to discuss ways in which neoliberal institutions, such as the World Economic Forum and the World Bank, really grew out of fundamental flaws in the U.S. democratic system. Drawing on Enron as an example of corporate corruption, Quinn argued that fundamental democratic reform, personified in a voter's bill of rights, can help global justice movements take the first steps towards creating a more equitable world. Overall, students seemed primarily focused on the days ahead. They were also aware of a large-scale World Economic Forum protest taking place this weekend. Kylie stated that she hoped the protests were both peaceful and attention-getting. Molly seemed confident that things would go smoothly. Quote, I think all the talk about violence is a lot of hype. As the day wore on, an ever-growing group of new student arrivals lined up to register, while uniformed security personnel looked on passively with a hint of curiosity. When asked for some thoughts on the counter summit, though, security quickly snapped to attention. No comment, they replied. Bringing you news from the streets of your world, stay tuned to the Independent Media Center.